Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now here's my question for you. Are you good at making decisions? Do you always know what you want, or do you need time to decide what you really want? The title of our lesson is Making Decisions. Some decisions are easier to make than others. Deciding where to eat lunch is probably easier than deciding what house you will buy, right? Well, today we'll meet Jeremy and Chad, and here's a simple question for you to find the answer to. What did Chad buy? What did Chad buy? And another question, what would Jeremy rather wait for? What would Jeremy rather wait for? Decisions. Should I button my jacket or leave it unbuttoned? A lot of decisions to think about. Friends, let's get started.
Making decisions. How do you make decisions? Jeremy and Chad see each other outside a store.
Hey, Jeremy, look what I just bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wait, wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit hasty.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 hasty 这个形容词。Hasty 是指仓促的或者是轻率的。例如 buying a house is a big thing. Don't make a hasty decision. 买房子是件大事，千万不要草率决定。或者是 we don't want to leap to any hasty conclusions. We need to listen to each party involved in the incident. 我们不想下任何仓促的结论。我们需要听取这个事件各方的意见。或者是 people tend to be hasty in judging others just by their appearance. 人们很容易按别人的外表轻易就对对方下结论。继续我们看的是 have an eye on something 这个成语。have an eye on something 是指注意某物或者是想要得到或看中或看上某个东西。常常用现在完成式。例如 Charlie's had his eye on this truck for quite some time. Charlie 想要买这台卡车已经很久了。An eye 也可以用 one's eye 来取代。例如 Lily's had her eye on this watch for years and she bought it right after she got her first job. Lily 多年来都很想买这只手表。她得到第一份工作之后马上就买了。
So Gabe, tell me, do you have a difficult time making decisions?
Oh, that is a good question. I think it depends, Rebecca.
It depends on what?
What kind of decision it is.
Okay.
However, I will tell you, the first thing I thought of when preparing this lesson was some restaurants. Because you go into some restaurants like Smoky Joe's in Kaohsiung or Kanding, and that menu has like 100 items on it.
Ooh,
and so I have a really hard time making decisions. I don't know how to decide what I'm going to eat because a lot of things look really delicious. And so I'm not sure if I should choose the burger or the pizza or the pasta because there's like 50 different kinds of burgers, 50 different kinds of pizza, 50 different kinds of pasta.
Hold on, Gabe. Let me just give you a tip.
What?
Next time you go to Smoky Joe's or any restaurant, just order the same thing you ordered last time. That's what I do. I find one thing I really like. And the next time I go back to that restaurant, I order the same exact thing.
Well, that works for some restaurants, but other restaurants, it looks like there are a lot of good things on the menu. Don't you like to try different things?
Right, but sometimes I'm afraid if I try something new, The next item I try might not be very good, and then I'll waste my money.
I see.
So as you can see, friends, it can be very difficult to make decisions. And actually, that is what our lesson is about today, making decisions. So the question we're going to ask you is, how do you make decisions?
Yes, and we read at the very beginning, Jeremy and Chad see each other outside a store.
Interesting.
And I guess these guys are friends. They know each other. And so what does Chad say?
Hey, Jeremy, look what I just bought. You like my Chad voice?
Well, hey, friends, look what Rebecca just did. She tried to sound like a guy. That was pretty good, Rebecca.
I'm trying. But we really like this phrase that you see up here on the screen, and that is, look what, and of course you fill in the blanks.
So look what happened, right? This reminds me of Mad TV. Have you seen Mad TV, Rebecca?
Let me think. Nope, I have not.
Well, there are many different little shows or features on Mad TV. You can look it up online. Now, there's a character called Stuart.
Oh, cool.
Who is a little boy, but he's played by an actor who's about 45 or 50 years old. He's hilarious. And every once in a while, he says, look what I can do. Look what I can do. And then he does some kind of a weird dance like this. Look what I can do, Rebecca.
Wow, Gabe, that's awesome. You can dance. I didn't know you could dance quite like that, but yeah. Awesome example.
Well, that's kind of the feeling you get when you watch that character on Mad TV. Rebecca, do you have a cool example?
Of course I do. Let's say that you went to the beach, took a nice walk along the beach, and then you found something really cool, like a seashell. You go home and you show your mom or a friend. You say, hey, look what I found at the beach. And you show them your seashell. Well, of course, friends, in our lesson, Chad is the one who said, hey, Jeremy, look what I just bought. Now, what did he buy?
Okay, so he just bought a cell phone. Wow, cool cell phone. Wait, wasn't that model just released yesterday? So they've been working on this particular cell phone for a long time, but it was released. That means it was released to the public to buy just yesterday. Buying it so quickly seems a bit hasty. What does hasty mean?
Ooh, hasty means a little rash or a little quick. So maybe Jeremy thinks that Chad bought this cell phone a little too quickly without actually doing any research. But you know something, Gabe? Chad disagrees.
Uh-huh.
Chad says, not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this phrase, not at all. When might you use this phrase?
You know, usually I use this phrase if I'm responding to someone who said, thank you. Because this could be a response. It means you're welcome, right? You could use it to mean you're welcome. So, Rebecca, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, not at all, Rebecca. That's no problem. Because it's short for it's not a problem at all. However, that's not what Chad means here in our lesson.
No, not in our lesson. It doesn't mean thank you.
Or you're welcome.
Or you're welcome. Of course not. It actually means, well, you know, Jeremy says that, you know, you were being a little hasty, and basically Chad is saying, no, I wasn't being hasty. He is disagreeing with what Jeremy said. So, for example, I could ask, hey, Gabe, are you sad that you can't come with us tomorrow?
Not at all, Rebecca. Wait a minute, where are you guys going tomorrow?
Well, I can't tell you that now because you can't come.
Well, I'm not at all sad.
But
I kind of am. Tell me where you're going. I want to be included.
Don't worry, we're going to Ulay.
Oh, I'm not at all sad that I'm going to miss out on a trip to Ulay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have another example.
Oh, great. Share it.
You know, Rebecca.
Yes, Kate.
Cooking seems so difficult.
Not at all. It's a piece of cake. You just follow the recipe, add the right ingredients, and it's quite easy, actually. It's a cinch.
You know, it's only a piece of cake if you're making cake. Well, anyway, Jeremy says, I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first, okay? Product reviews are very important. And you know what else is important, Rebecca?
What's that?
The
InfoCloud. Oh, yeah, we're talking about brainstorming.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. If you're trying to solve a problem on your own and are getting nowhere, you might want to ask a friend for help. Instead of asking one friend, how about asking 3 or 10 friends to join you and talk about possible solutions?
And if you work like this in a group, you are brainstorming. The idea is that it's thundering and raining ideas inside our head. So brainstorming is great when you need to find a solution to a problem or even think of new or creative ideas.
And when you brainstorm, no idea is a bad idea. The goal should be for everyone to share as many ideas as possible. Hearing what other people have to say can also help you think of other ideas that are related but haven't been mentioned.
Now, brainstorming is best done in a group, and we call that a brainstorming session, which can reap a wide range of ideas. But before you discuss things with the group, you need to prepare by doing your own brainstorming.
That's right, Jack. Try thinking about the goal of your group and write out a list of your own ideas. You may also need to do some research or talk to friends to help you with this list.
Hey, Ken, do you want to meet with some of the other teachers to brainstorm topics for InfoCloud?
That sounds like a great idea. Brainstorming, 字面上是 头脑风暴指的其实就是脑力激荡，也就是一群人共同运用脑力在一起交换意见，集思广益，在短暂的时间内找出解决问题的方案。除了一群人可以 brainstorm， 一个人也可以独自 brainstorm， 想出一些好点子。所以 brainstorm 也可以当动词用。Let's brainstorm ideas for the party。我们来脑力激荡一下，想想看可以开什么样的派对。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're learning about making decisions. Do you make hasty decisions, or do you take your time when making an important decision? Well, in our lesson, we met two people, Chad and Jeremy. Chad just bought a cell phone. He bought it the day after it came out. Jeremy thinks that was a hasty decision. But Chad says he's had his eye on that cell phone for a long time. He really wanted it. Well, how is this conversation going to continue? There's only one way to find out. Let's continue.
Making decisions.
I've bought all of my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are way too expensive to buy without doing some research. Not to mention, I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is outdated.
Well, you know what they say, good things come to those who wait. And I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
OK， 接下来我们看 technology 这个名词 ，T-E-C-H-N-O 这个字根有技术或艺术的意思，所以 technology 是指科技或现代技术。例如 ，the new medical technology can benefit so many people who suffer from this disease。这个新的医学科技可以造福许多患有这个疾病的人。或者是 Israel's military technology is quite advanced compared to its many neighbors。以色列和许多邻国相比，它的军事科技十分的先进。或者是 new recycling technologies can turn glass into fibers of fabric. 新的再生科技可以把玻璃变成布料的纤维。最后我们看 outdated 这个形容词。outdated 是指过时的或者是陈旧的。例如 these outdated computers in the office will soon be replaced with new ones. 这些办公室里面老旧的电脑很快就会换成新的，或者是 these outdated marketing strategies no longer work， 这些老掉牙的行销策略现在已经不管用了。和它意思相近的形容词片语是 out of date， 例如 that suit looks out of date， 那套套装看起来很过时。 And now let's get back to our teachers。
So let's continue with this conversation. Now remember, Jeremy had told Chad that maybe he should have read some product reviews, but Chad doesn't really feel like that was actually an important thing to do. Chad continues by saying, I bought all my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model. Gabe, are you kind of like Chad?Like, you know, you like to be one of the first people to try out something new?
Not at all.
That is a great way to use that phrase.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Rebecca,、mm-hmm. let me tell you.
You tell me.
I was a junior in college. That's the third year in university before I bought my first cell phone. No, not even a smartphone. Before I even owned my own cell phone, I was relying on money at payphones or other people's phones.To make phone calls. So I really don't buy things right when they first come out.
Gabe, we actually have that in common.
Hmm?
Because I didn't get my first cell phone until I was about a junior in college as well.
No way.
And I didn't start using text messages until several years after college.
Do you know how to use text messages now?
Oh, you bet I do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not at all.
Not at all. Actually, I do. Okay. Well, okay, how does Jeremy continue this conversation?
Okay,、Gabe? So Jeremy is a little bit more like me. New phones are way too expensive to buy without doing some research.Well, maybe Jeremy's a little smarter than me, because even though I don't buy things when they're brand new,、
mm-hmm.
I also don't do a whole lot of research. Maybe I just wait until it's out for a while and I hear what people are saying about the product.
And then you assume that since people are saying positive things about it, it must be a good product.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeremy says something else that's a little interesting. He says, not to mention, I'd rather wait for the price to drop.So he would rather the price of the particular cell phone to be a little bit lower. But let's talk about that phrase, not to mention. Not to mention.
Yes, not to mention. Okay, so there are many reasons、why you should wait to buy a new phone. Jeremy lists some in the previous sentence, and then he continues with this phrase, not to mention. Okay, so this is just an additional reason to do or not to do something. For example...A Friday Night Live, every Friday、at Xing Wu Dalo on the fourth floor. It's a great place for people to go to practice their English, to meet some new friends. Not to mention, it's free. So you should check it out.
Hey, I agree. It's free and you should check it out. Here's another example. I would love to go to the movies, but it's a little too expensive right now. Not to mention, the movie you chose...is really late at night.
Okay.
So those are some ways as to how you can use the phrase not to mention. But let's continue on with our lesson. Chad says, but the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is outdated.
Okay, so、we can see from our lesson and our conversation so far just where Chad's priorities are.It's really important to him to be in style, right? Does that describe you too, friends? Do you really want to buy the latest things as soon as a certain kind of clothing comes out or technology you need to have it? You're kind of like Chad.
Yes, Chad probably likes to fit in with the crowd. Well, Jeremy says, well, you know what they say, good things come to those who wait. And let's talk about that phrase, you know what they say.We often use this phrase, or I often use this phrase, when I want to, I guess, quote somebody.
Right, or I think of it with common idioms,、famous sayings, right? You know what they say, no pain, no gain, so you should go and exercise. Or you know what they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, so make sure that you have your fruits and vegetables.
And you know what they say, good things come to those who wait, and I'm happy to take my time with purchasing...expensive items. Well said, Jeremy.
That's right, take your time. That means you're not rushing into anything. However, we can't take our time right now, friends. We need to rush on over to the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SC Challenge. Did I just take your job?
Well, you know, that's totally fine, Campbell. You are a natural. Yes, but welcome to the SC Challenge. And this challenge is for you, right?
Oh, is it?
It okay. is. It
All right.
Is.
Well,
great.
I'm ready. What is the challenge?
Wait, hold on. Everyone, this is Campbell.
Hi,
he
everyone.
Is one of our players today, or he is our player today.
Mm-hmm.
And Campbell,
yes.
Today's lesson is about making decisions.
Ooh.
Ooh, making decisions. Do you have to make decisions every day?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many decisions.
You bet. So how do you make decisions?
Well, what kind of decisions?
Well, any decision. Okay, here's another question. How long does it take you to make a decision?
Well, it depends. Like if it's something like, what am I going to eat for breakfast? Usually that's decided for me. It's just whatever my wife puts in front of me.
Oh, that makes it really, really easy.
Yeah. But when it comes to like, you know, what to put on my daughters, like what to have them wear during the day. Well, I guess they decide that because they're very picky. About the clothes they wear. They're like 2 and 5. Why are they so picky?
That's a really good question. So are my niece and nephews. They're very picky about what they want to wear too.
Mm.
So I guess you don't really have to make that decision.
No.
But what about a big purchase? Let's say that you're going to buy a new car.
Okay.
Do you think it's important to do some research beforehand?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because it's a big investment. You're going to be spending a lot of money and you usually, well most people drive cars for several years. So once you buy that car, it's kind of a commitment that you're making for several years. So you want to make sure you're making the best decision.
Okay. So how long does it take you to make a decision when making a big purchase?
Well, that would probably take several weeks.
Because
you want to do research, you want to go do a test drive, you want to, you know, find the right car. Or if I'm purchasing a house, you want to look at different houses. You don't want to just buy the first house you see, right?
But, you know, I've heard stories of people who spend so much time doing research, they never actually end up making the purchase.
Right.
So then what do you do?
Well, honestly, for me, it comes down to like this gut feeling, you know, like
a gut feeling.
Yeah, this feeling that you just have inside of you where, you know, you walk into the house and you're like, this is it, you know, or you walk into, you sit in the car and you're like, this is the one, right? So sometimes it's just that feeling that you get, and sometimes it takes a while to get there.
Okay, so sometimes it might take several years.
Well,
we hope not. Anyway, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge about how to make decisions. Friends, how do you make decisions? This is an important question to think about.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Okay, so sometimes it's important to take your time.
And sometimes it's important to rush into something.
Or at least to make a decision quickly.
That's right. Well, friends, we have to make a decision quickly and leave, but we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.